Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. I will start Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, two lines from the bottom. V'naisalimin, continuing on with the halachas of the kaisel bracha of Birchas Hamazon. So the person receives the kais with two hands, and then he gives it over to his right hand, and with his right hand he holds the kais when he benches. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rishonim Shaul, Rishonim asked the question, Smol Mashu Tasei Alimin. He has to hold it in his right hand. Can the left hand support the right hand? Since the Rishonim asked the question, and they did not resolve it, therefore we have to be machmir, and therefore we say that the left cannot support the right hand. There's a din in the Paiskim. Does that mean it cannot support the hand, or only it cannot support the kais? So that's a discussion amongst the Paiskim. Umagmim in a karka tefach, and he elevates it from the table, a tefach higher from the table, amravach barchanina, micro. Where do we see a support for this? Paul says, kais Yeshua's eso, I raise kais Yeshua's eso, I raise up my kais, v'shem Hashemekra, and then I give a bracha to Hashem. The bracha is with the kais that's elevated. V'naisa ein aboy, and he looks at it, he keeps his eyes focused on it, ki heich d'lo nisach dayt minay, so that he should not have hesach hadas, he should not be distracted, so he looks at it and focuses on the kais. U'mishag v'lan shei beis ha-matona, and he sends from the wine of the kais to a matona for the household, ki heich ha-tisbarach the beisim, so that his wife should have a bracha, she should be blessed from this kaisel bracha, there should be a bracha in the house for his wife in the house. Ula ikla be Rav Nachman, Ula went to Rav Nachman, Korach Rifta, and they ate the meal together. Borech Berchas Mezaina. So Ula benched. He was the one that was Mechubur benching. Yavle Kasa de Bechazel Rav Nachman. And he sent from the Kais of Bracha, from the Kais of benching to Rav Nachman. Omerle Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman Zalich, Shemar Kasa de Bechazel Yalta. Some, he said, he asked Ula that some should be sent to his wife Yalta. Amalei, so Ula answered, Amalei, Hach Yomar Rav Yochanan, Ein Pri Vitna Shel Isha Misbarech, Elami Pri Vitna Shel Isha. It's not necessary because she gets the bracha Memela from the bracha of the husband. The husband has the bracha, and her bracha draws from his bracha. It derives from his bracha, Shenemar, Uberach Pri Vitnacho. Your beta, your womb. Pre-bitna loinem are not hers, ala pre-bitna chos. So her bracha derives from your bracha. Tanya nami hachi, Rav Nosan, I'm reminain shein pre-bitna shalish, and Mizbarach, elmi pre-bitna shalish. How do we know that it derives from the husband, shenemar, barach pre-bitna? Pre-bitna loinem are, ala pre-bitna chos. Adahach Yishama Yalsa, so Yalsa heard that she was not being sent to Kaishal Bracha. Kama Bezira, she got up in anger. Vaalsala Bechamra, she went to the storage house where the wine was kept. Vatamra Dalamea Danachamrin, she broke 400 barrels of wine. Amrali Rav Nachman, Nishar Lamarakasa Achrina. So Rav Nachman sent her another kais, try to appease her. Shalchla, and he sent this message with the kais, Kol Kiha Nivna, the Berchas Nivga, the Berchasai. All the wine from this barrel is a kaisel bracha. It also has the effect of a kaisel bracha. Shal Chalei, she sent back the following message, Mamadura Mile, from travelers, from peddlers, come empty words, Masute, call me, and from rags come lice. Don't appease me with your empty words. Omer Avasi, ein masichin al kaisel bracha. When there's a kaisel bracha, when you pick up the kaisel bracha from benching, you don't speak. You don't speak until the end of benching. So Rashi says that there shouldn't be a hesach hadas. You should be focused on it, and you should be focused on benching. And Taisa says, and that applies not only to the mevarach, it applies to also the people who are mesubim, the other people who are partaking in the meal, and they're partaking in the mezumen. They also should not speak once this is commenced, once they take the kashal bracha. V'omer Ravasi and mevarach al kashal puranis. You don't make the benching on the kais on a kaisel peronis, on a kais, a cup of destruction. My kaisel peronis, what is it referring to? Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak kais sheni. The second cup, if you had one cup in the meal, and now the kais bracha is a second cup, so that's a concept of zugais, pairs. And the shadim were harmed people when they had zugais, they had pairs. So in those times, especially, it was prevalent. Today it's not so, but it was more prevalent in those days. Then that was more of a chashash, that you have to be careful with zuga. It's not to have things in pairs, so the second cup would be considered kosher piranhas. Tanya namehachi ashesa kiflayim lo yivarech. Double, he should not make the bracha. Mishum shenemar hika in the cross of Lekecha Yisrael. You have to prepare yourself for Hashem when you come to Hashem. So this is mentioned, we learned earlier, like Abay davening, for you davening, shmanesri, prepare yourself, you dress properly, etc. So here also, v'hai lemesaken, to come and give a bracha to Hashem and thanksgiving for Hashem, ha'kveshel bracha, ha'peronius, that's not a proper, that's not a dignified, proper preparation to come and give a bracha to Hashem. The person is eating, walking while he's eating. He has to, for benching, he has to have more concentration, so he has to stop and stand while he benches. He can't walk, even though he's eating and while he's walking, and the meal is while he's walking, but he can't bench while he's walking, he has to stand. If he's eating standing, then he also, for benching, has to take it to the next level. Then, he benches sitting down. But however, if he reclines and eats, so he eats the meal in the normal, proper way, in those days reclining, today sitting, then he has to bench sitting down. But however, halacha we pasken bakula that you have to bench sitting. You don't stand by benching. You don't walk by benching. Certainly, you don't even stand by benching. So Tosfos explains, why do we say this by benching more than other brachas? Other brachas, we don't require you to sit down necessarily. You stand, you can make a bracha standing. Here we require to sit, Tosfos says, because Birchos HaMazon is the raisa, therefore requires more concentration. Sitting, you have more concentration, you have more kavona, therefore it's a requirement for by benching more than other brachas. And Tosfos brings down a remez, it says in the pasuk, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta. You bench v'savata. So he brings down the remez, shev et. Sit, visavata, the acronym visavata, shave, eight, savata, shave, eight, uveirachta, and then you bench while you're sitting. Hanralach, shleisha sha'achlo, hanralach, shleisha sha'achlo, hanralach, shleisha sha'achlo. New parak, we're going to discuss now the proper conduct during the Suda. How do you conduct yourself during the Suda? Until Siddayim, Kiddush, etc. So the Mishnah is going to list the differences between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the conduct of the Suda. The Mishnah will list all of the items, and the explanation will go through one by one in the Gemara. But the list in the Mishnah is as follows. Eilu Devarim Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Suda. These are the differences between them in the Suda. Beis Shammai Aymrim Mevorach Alayayim V'Achach Mevorach Alayayim. So when it's Shabbos, it's Yontiv, Beis Shammai says, as opposed to the way we hold like Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai says, Mevorach Alayayim, you make the bracha Mekadosh Shabbos and then Bari Peri Gavin, or Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim and then Bari Peri Gavin. Beis Hillel Aymrim, Beis Hillel says, however, Mevorach Alayayim V'Achach Mevorach Alayayim, the way you're knowing, you make a Bari Peri Gavin, and then the bracha of Mekadosh Shabbos. So that's one difference between them. Another difference is Beis Shammai says, first you wash your hands, and then you pour the kais of Kiddush, and you have Kiddush, and then you eat the meal. No, first you make Kiddush, and then you wash your hands. When you wash your hands, you dry your hands in the towel, and you leave it on the table. Beis Hillel Aymer said, no, you don't put it on the table. You put it on the couch. So again, the Gemara will discuss what the difference is, why each says what they say. When it's time for benching, you sweep the floor. And then you wash your hands. So then you wash your hands after that, after your mechaben, you're wash your hands for my machrein. So after the meal, you sweep the floor, then you wash your hands for my machrein. Basil Aymrim, no, noitlum yadayim, first you do my machrein, v'achakach mechaben es yadayim. I mean, when it comes to Havdalah, what's the order of the Seder of Havdalah? They say Ner, you make a Bar Mehesh, Mazain. So if it's your, after the end of the Suda, if you're making Havdalah, so it's Ner, it's Bar Mehesh, Mazain, and Benching, Besamim, Vavdalah. Ubeisiloimim, Ner, first a Ner, Besamim, and then Besamim, and then Mazain, Vavdalah. When you make the bracha on the fire on Motzei Shabbos, what's the nusach of the bracha? Beishamrim shabara mor ha'esh. You make it in the singular, shabara, and in the past, and mor ha'esh. Shabara mor ha'esh. Beishamrim boire ma'oireish. Boire ma'oireish. So again, we'll see in the Gemara why they say what they say. You don't make a bracha on the Ner Bar Mehesh and not Bar Mehesh of a Avodah Zarah, because this might be a done for the Avodah Zarah, and not if it's done for the purpose of the Kavodah Mase. And not if it was made for an Avodah Zarah. And you don't make a bracha on the Ner until you're able to get benefit from that fire, from that light. A person that he ate and he forgot to bench, and shach he forgot and he didn't bench. Beis Shammai says, "Yachzur l'mekayim v'yivarach." Now, if he left the place where he was eating, he left and he was went on his way, and then he reminded himself that he forgot to bench. So Beis Shammai says, "You have to go back. You have to go back to the place where you were eating and bench at that place." Beis Hillel says, you have to go back, yivarach b'makom sheniskir, and the place where you remember, that's where you bench. You bench at the place that you, where you remind yourself. We'll see what the pshat over here, what the machlokes is, and what Beis Hillel says, if you don't have to go back at all, is that absolutely not a requirement? We'll see in the Gemara. There's a machlokes rishonim, if this going back to the place, does this apply dafke by benching? Does it apply by Besoinus as well, or does it apply to any time when you have a bracha chasmein shalosh? So again, Beis Hillel will see in the Gemara. Person who benched, who rather, sorry, he person who ate his meal, he forgot to bench. And then he reminded himself, at what point of time can he still bench? How long of a time lapse could there be for him to still bench? So what is the period of time? Till the time he digests the food. We'll see in the Gemara how long that period of time is. But once he's already digested or considered to have digested the food to a certain extent, then we say he has lost the opportunity to bench. Prior to that, he could. If after the meal they brought wine, then if that's the only cup that they have, so Beis Shammai says, if there's no other kois for the koisel bracha, after the meal, when the meal's finished, they brought a cup of wine at the end, and there's no other wine to use for the koisel bracha, Beis Shammai says that you make the bracha on the yain, and then mevorach al hamazon. Beis Shammai mevorach al hamazon. You first make the benching, you make the bracha l'mazayin, v'achach mevorach l'yayin, which is what we do. We make the bracha, berachas l'mazayin al kais, and you make the bracha after the mazayin. V'ayinin omen achar Yisrael mevorach. If you hear a bracha from a Yisrael, then you answer omen. But v'ayinin omen achar kusi mevorach. But if a kusi makes a bracha, you can't answer omen, ad sheyishma kula bracha kula, until you hear the entire bracha to make sure that he's saying the bracha properly, l'shem shemaim, not l'shem avodah zarah, and only then can you say amen after the kusi's bracha. So now we'll go into Gemara step by step, all of these differences between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and explain the differences. Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Beis Seuda, Beis Shammai and Mevorach Al HaYayim, you make the bracha on the Yayim, Mekanesh HaShabbos, V'achar Kach Mevorach Al HaYayim, and afterwards, only afterwards, you make the Bari Pri HaGafen. Why is that? Why do they say that? Because Beis Shammai says, Shayayim Garim L'Yayin Sheyovay. Firstly, they say, because why are you drinking wine at this point? At this juncture, why are you drinking the wine? It's because of the Yayim, it's because of Shabbos, it's because of Yontif. That's the only reason that you're making this, you're drinking this wine right now, you're making this bracha right now. So the priority, the primary reason, the priority should be given to the yayim. So you make Mekadesh HaShabbos and then Bari Pri HaGafen. Second reason is Ukvar Kiddush HaYayim. Before you're making Kiddush, it's already Shabbos. It's Kiddush HaYayim. Vadayin Yayin Loiva. So the first thing before you're starting to drink this wine, it was already Shabbos. So you have to now mention the Shabbos that has already arrived. The priority is to say a bracha for the Shabbos, which has already arrived even before this wine was brought out and you were ready to drink this wine. That's Beis Shammai's reasoning. Beis Hillel, I mean, they say Mevorach Al HaYayin. First you make a Bari Pri HaGafen, V'achar Kach Mevorach Al HaYayin, and only after Mekadesh HaShabbos. Why? Shayayin Garam L'Kedusha Shetayomer. Because without yayin, without wine, you can't say Kiddush. Rashi means, points out that it's not only wine, yayin or bread, but without this davar chashuv, without the yayin, or without the pas, you can't say Kiddush. The only reason you're able to say Kiddush is because you have the yayin or the pas. So therefore, that's the bracha that goes first. Davar acher, another reason is, berchas hayayin tadir, or berchas hayayin mena tadir. The berchas hayayin comes more frequently. Shabbos comes once a week. Yontif even less often. Yayin comes any day or every day. So it's Todir, it's more common. And the principle is Todir, Usheina Todir, Todir Kodim. Todir, Usheina Todir, Todir is Kodim. The one that is more common is Kodim. Like we find that by Musaf, the Korban Musaf, we're Makravit after the Korban Tomid. And the pasuk says, "Asher lo oilas hatomid." Why is the tomid come first? Because it's tomid, it's todir. It comes every day, twice a day. The musaf doesn't. Principle is todir shenu todir todir kayim. And the one says, "V'alocha gediver beis hillel." And the halacha is like beis hillel: first bari pri hagafen, then kiddush shen. Frankly, more my dover acher. Why does it say the second reason? Beis Hillel gives two reasons. Why do we need this? Also, this reason of Torah Shana Torah. Because Beis Shammai gave two reasons, and Beis Hillel only one. And therefore, you might think, well, therefore their svara outweighs Beis Hillel. So Hachiname Tatinu. Here also, no, Beis Hillel also has two reasons. Berchas Hayayin Tadir, Berchas Hayayin Meino Tadir, Torah Shana Torah, Torah Kaidem. That Torah Shana Torah. Tyler is Kaiden.